A good Nerv Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, Parsha Shemais. I want to share with you an incredible thought from the Alshech HaKodesh, which will really change the way we look and many of the actions that we do in our life, as it will teach us how the small actions, or what we perceive as small actions, have an internal impact on our lives and on the lives of our children. The story is that Moshe Rabbeinu was born this week, and finally the time came where the Mitzrayim were coming and taking all these babies and throwing them into the river, to the Nile. And a plan had to be made. Had to be planned how we're going to save the baby Moshe. And the Pasuk tells us that the plan was made that they're going to create a little boat, and the boat is going to be taken and smeared with cement. It's going to be built and made to perfection. But there's something that seems very strange. When the Pasuk talks about building it, the Pasuk says, Vatikach she, Yocheved, the mother of Moshe Rabbeinu, took the box and she made it. Vatachmara, she went ahead and took cement and she went and she built it. But what's very interesting is, why was it Vatikach loy tevas goyma? Why was it Vatachmara bachemer with cement ubazefes? Why was it Vatosim she put the baby Vatosim besof asasayor? Says the Alshech, this was a woman that just gave birth a couple of months earlier, taking care of her baby. Would you not think that her husband Amram would be the one to build this teva, to make it, to paint it, to cement it? Would it not have been more appropriate had that ended up in Amram's list of things to do? The Alshech HaKodesh says something absolutely amazing. He says, of course, Amram offered to help, and Amram was right there ready. But Yocheved turned to him and said, we're going to build this teva. We're going to build this little box to save our child's life. She looked at her husband and said, my hands, my very hands, for the last while have been saving Jewish babies every single day, many times a day. And she said, if I want as a schus that our baby should be saved, I think I should use these very hands that have saved so many babies to build the teva that we will put Moshe. And that will serve as the greatest chus for the life of Moshe Rabbeinu, which ultimately it proved, as Moshe Rabbeinu had such nisim. How Basia came, the daughter of the very man who made the rule of the death penalty for anyone who saves a Jewish child, and has his very own daughter, Pare's very own daughter, Basia, come, save this baby, bring him to Pare's house. The hashkocha was incredible. The irony was amazing. Why? Tells us the Alshech, the secret. Because the mother of this baby, Yocheved, built this table with her very own hands that saved so many others. It was that very schos and merit that made that her child should be saved. So many times we do so many things, we don't even realize who the greatest beneficiary is. In this case, Yocheved, besides she was zeicha for her children, all the blessings, all the brachas of being the kehanim and being kings, she also saved her children by her sacrifice. So many times, the greatest beneficiary of our selfless actions is us and our families. It's something to think about. The next time you do an action, remember how powerful it can be. I want to share with you a story that I heard about a year ago when the great Mashgiach of Lakewood Yeshiva, Matisseu Salomon, passed away. The following story was shared. Matisseu Salomon was honored about 15 years ago by the Lakewood Yeshiva. And they paid tribute to a man that had changed the face of the yeshiva and the Torah world, like very few have done. And he got up in his humility at this dinner. Imagine how many hundreds of people, if not more, came out to honor him. And he looked around the room, very overwhelmed at this tribute. And he said, "Some of you might be wondering why I was chosen to be the Mashgiach of Lakewood Yeshiva, despite me not being worthy." Now, obviously, no one in the room had that question because he was very worthy. But Rabbi Salomon, in his tremendous humility, got up and said, "Why was I Zeicha?" And he shared a story how in 1941, when Reb Aaron Kotler, the very founder of this yeshiva, of Lakewood Yeshiva, was escaping Europe, it was touch and go. No one knew where he should go. There was a question, should he be going to Eretz Yisrael? Should he be going to America? It depended on where the paperwork would be, which boats can be gotten onto. And it was a situation where the worldwide Aguda offices were in touch, trying to communicate where to get Rabbi Kotler, as they smuggled him out of Europe, the burning ground in Europe, in 1941. And there was constant phone communication. And it was one Shabbos in 1941. It was during the Blitzkrieg, where Germany was raining bombs over England. And they needed a volunteer to man the phones, to be available in case any information came in regarding Rabbi Kotler, or if Rabbi Kotler was to call, to be able to communicate the information. It was Shabbos during bomb falling, and they needed someone to volunteer to stay with every location that the special phone was located. Nobody during wartime wants to be alone. But there was one girl, a young girl, whose name was Ethel Salomon. She was a teenager at the time. She said, "Sure, for Rabbi Kotler, for the Torah world, for another Yid." Of course, she volunteered, and for 25 hours, she was alone as England was getting bombed, alone waiting for that call, which ultimately came and ended up bringing Rabbi Aaron Kotler to the shores of America. Said Rabbi Kotler to the crowd, said Rabbi Salomon to the crowd, "You want to know why I was zeicha to become the Mashgiach in this incredible Makom Torah, the largest yeshiva in North America?" He says, "You want to know why? Because my mother sacrificed herself for Rabbi Kotler and his family. I benefited from her selflessness. And today I'm zeicha to this job." Tributed everything to his incredible mother. Exactly the message that we see from Yocheved. Her children were zeicha to kahuna, to malchus, because of her. Her child was saved because of her. Let's take this inspiration and remember, before you make a decision to do or not to do something, remember the impact, the eternal impact it can have forever. Have an absolutely wonderful Shabbos Kodesh.